Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Thursday afternoon. Summer's coming. Have no fear. Well, have a little fear. Have trepidation. Peter in Canton. Hi, Peter.
How you doing?
What's happening?
Not too much. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank you.
I think Robert Kennedy Jr. would be a great president, but I don't think he has a chance, so I'm going to vote for Trump, but I would vote for him if I thought he had a chance of winning.
Well, you know, that's
that would be a waste of my vote.
Well, I see it as a waste to vote for a Republican or a Democrat because we keep getting the same outcomes.
We do.
So the only way to change it for me, the wasted outcome, the spoiler, is voting for Biden or Trump because they're the status quo and we need change.
But if I vote for Robert Kennedy Jr., my vote for Trump will be gone and Biden will get it. I mean, so that doesn't make sense either.
Well, it depends on whether you're taking the long game or the short game. We always have, see, their scam on us is to make us feel that it's an existential threat if the other party wins.
Right.
And Bobby Kennedy's point is it is an existential threat if either of them wins, and they always win. So time for us to vote for somebody else. And that's where I am.
I think Biden is just, I mean, you can watch old clips of Biden when he was young. The guy's just an idiot. I mean, I'm Sicilian. I'm Italian, like Frank from Woodbridge. And we're not the sharpest tools in the shed, but I consider myself smarter than Biden. And the guy's an idiot.
Yeah, well, you're right. He was always a lightweight, and he didn't suddenly become a heavyweight. But he knows what he's doing, which is he's running the Democratic scheme for beating Republicans. And that's what the two parties tend to do, is run their war against each other, which becomes a war on us. That's how I view it anyway. But thank you for your opinion, Peter. 860-522-9842. There's also a war on the roads. How do you get home? And how do you get home faster? Mark Christopher has the details in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Is it hard to get home tonight, Mark?
Listen to the Todd Feinberg Show on the free Odyssey app. Download and like WTIC and follow Todd Feinberg today.
Hey there. Yes, it's WTIC 860-522-9842. We're going to play some rants. We're going to take some phone calls, starting with Ralph in South Carolina. Hi, Ralph.
Good afternoon, Todd. A couple of things I would like to mention. I know what happened in Erzurum was a disaster. It was an accident. I assume it was an accident where the seven got killed. But do you remember a guy by the name of Joe Biden ordered an attack in Afghanistan that killed seven children and three adults? Or did I forget about that?
Seven children and three adults. I forget. What was that? Part of the wind down of the war?
Yes. And I believe they thought they were terrorists.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yep.
They made a mistake and they killed seven children and three adults.
The family, they attacked the compound or the car with a missile or something.
That's the same Joe Biden who's talking about what happened in Israel. So things like that, the hypocrisy, I guess, is unbelievable. But we all know that Chuck Schumer called for early elections in Israel because of what's going on there, if I'm not mistaken. Is that correct?
Yes, he did.
Well, we have inflation out of control here. We have a border out of control here. We have crime out of control here. You think maybe we can call for early elections here?
Even, you know, the one that's on schedule is coming pretty fast. So
yes, it is. And I pray to God that America's waking up because down here in South Carolina, believe me, it's a totally different world. And I was, as I said, I was in Connecticut for a week last week, and the sticker shock when I went grocery shopping was kind of crazy. But
not only that, but your phone works way better when you're down there.
Okay, and I mean it's just amazing the difference and the difference in people's attitudes down here, Todd. They're so much nicer, and everybody says good morning, good afternoon, hello, how are you, and I don't care what color you are. I mean, difference. They're just people.
Yep.
And it's just a huge difference. But again, and one last thing, too. I know I happened to catch part of your conversation about, I believe it was Enfield.
Yes.
And that woman who was complaining, well, what's the old saying? Elections have consequences.
Exactly.
And I was involved in politics for many years here in Connecticut. And the party that won the election, but the people that they wanted in power. And that's the way it works. Joe Biden did not put one Republican on the, if I'm not mistaken, to all the appointments that he had coming.
And you wouldn't expect him to.
Exactly. And yet she's complaining because the Republicans happen to put the man that they wanted in. I mean, that's just what happens every election. And as the gentleman said that who was talking, I guess, listening to you on the phone or whatever, he said, hey, you did this last time, and it was okay. And I guess that kind of points out the hypocrisy of some people. And they're not, I don't know how to describe it, they're not Americans in my mind, because a true American believes in right and wrong and believes in the truth, whether it hurts or it doesn't.
But well, that could be. You know, we've all got our definitions. Ralph, thank you for the call. It's great to hear from you, and hope you're happy to be back home. That Southern thing, I have one experience being in Charleston, and my wife and I were doing some consulting down there, and everybody was super nice. People, strangers, you know, you meet people on the street, everyone says good morning, you go into a shop, you chat with shopkeepers. My question is, does that go any deeper than skin deep? My sense was, and I like it, don't get me wrong, I like it. But I also found that there was a kind of, after the superficial niceness, I found people, Southerners, harder to get to know. Anybody have that experience? 860-522-9842.
I give up. How many more people can Joe offend? Lately, it's obviously Israel and the Jews. And then this past Easter Sunday, it was all Christians. And now Joe is putting the final plans on banning menthol cigarettes.
Menthol cigarettes. You've heard about this? He wants to ban menthol cigarettes?
There is such opposition to this, but yet Joe is going to ban menthol cigarettes offending the black and brown community.
Certain constituencies really love the menthol cigarettes. And it's kind of funny that Democrats are going to war to save their black constituents from their desire to smoke menthol cigarettes. It's a tough position to take.
But if you are a federal worker, he's made it harder for you to be let go. So we definitely want your vote, and it's making it harder and harder for you to be let go, only if you're a federal employee. And then Joe shows up an hour late to give his very limited speech, slurs his words, and has marks on his face from his CPAC mask. Where's makeup? They can't cover that up. But again, how many more people can Joe offend, and how much farther is the back of the bus getting for us Americans?
I thought they had a new thing, though, where you didn't have to wear the mask over your face. You just kind of put it, well, it sort of blows the oxygen into your head. Is that how it works, into your nostrils? I don't know. Does anyone use one of these new CPAC machines? It's supposed to be much better. Personally, I learned very recently, I think it was this past Thanksgiving, that my two brothers both have that problem. They can't breathe when they sleep. And I'm so glad I don't have that, because I would not want to wear that mask. Wearing that mask must be awful. Awful.
What we have here is a failure to communicate. We have the president of the United States sounding like he's in a tribal dance.
Mike, was that your Joe Biden imitation? That sounds way too tough for him.
Then you have Kamala Harris. She thinks she's at the disco. What? Where? Then you have, last but not least, Susan Bicewicz. She's got a crackly voice that would only fit in a Class B Stephen King horror film. What do you think? Thank you.
Well, I think that description of the lieutenant governor is accurate. I think that's right on, Mike.
Oh, come on, man.
No, I think it's true. I do.
Hey, Todd, it's the proud American patriot. Today's rant is about crooked Donald Trump. Can you even imagine the humiliation? This man is selling sneakers and Bibles. There's a man who never read a page of the Bible, and he says it's his favorite book. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up at this point. Here's your nominee selling sneakers and Bibles, trying to pay for the 91 felonies that he's facing, albeit a convicted rapist and mass fraudster. It's just stunning to watch this. And you can't wrap your head around it.
No, actually, you can't. You just need to have a big enough head so it'll wrap. All right, now we've got a live Mike in Plainville. Mike, you're bombarding us here.
That caught me by surprise. I don't remember what I called that in.
If you want to imitate Kamala Harris, I think you have to learn the cackle.
Yeah, I haven't gotten that far yet.
So what's on your mind?
I'm limited on practice time anyway. You know, now they're keeping Monday, there's a school system in Connecticut. I don't know which one, but they're going to let the kids out early so they won't hurt their eyes looking at the eclipse. Are you kidding me? They're going to do it at home. We're going to stop them.
Wait, they're having an eclipse evasion day?
That's what they're having. They're sending the kids home early. They don't want them to hurt their eyes.
Why don't they make them look at books?
What do they expect the parents to lock them in their bedrooms? I don't get it.
No, it seems they're more vulnerable if they're not in school.
I think it'd be a good learning experience for the kids. I think it will be.
Yeah. Well, as long as they don't go blind, sure.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Good to hear from you. Talk to Tom in Thomaston. Hi, Tom. You're on the air.
Tom, hello. Hey, I wish you would, I know that last caller before was just tape, but I wish you would remind every caller when they say that Trump is a convicted felon that it's not a correct, that is not correct.
Oh, you're talking about that rant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I hope you would have said that if you were speaking to him in person. It just drives me crazy when people aren't truthful.
Yeah, I wonder where that talking point comes from.
Because of the,
the media?
Well, no, he was, I can't think of the word, he wasn't convicted in a criminal court.
The civil case.
Yeah, and, you don't hear evidence. All you hear is one-sided of the evidence in a civil case. People don't understand that. There's no rebuttal
No, in a civil case, you defend yourself, but it's a lower standard. You're thinking of the indictment, where the indictment is just one side. It's a lower standard. It's not, you're not being charged with a crime, and the test isn't, did you commit that crime? That is, did you meet a certain set of criteria for it to be a crime? In a civil case, it's just saying, did this person cause damage through this behavior, and should that be compensated monetarily? That's what a civil case is about.
Right, but a lot less
lower standard. Yes, burden of proof is much lower. You're correct.
Lower burden of proof, and then they say, he's a not only say he's convicted felon, but he's a 93 acts of convicted, fraud, but those are
charges.
Charges all on this, all on the same, charge, but because it's 93 subsections of that same charge,
different violations of law under the same act. Yes.
Yeah, but it's the same crime. It's like you steal one piece of gum, you get arrested. You steal, they say he stole 100 pieces of gum.
They charge you 100 times.
Yeah. It's disingenuous, and it just drives me crazy.
Don't get driven crazy. That's the small stuff. Get driven crazy by the big stuff.
I shouldn't. Life is good.
Yeah. Life is awesome in America. Even in this mess they've made of it, it's still awesome. Thank you, Tom. Good to hear from you.
Hey, Todd. I'm sure everyone's heard Hillary talking on Jimmy Fallon, I believe it was. We have two choices, just get over it. One of them is an old man who cares about people and cares about the country and all blah, blah, blah. And then there's another one who's an old man who's charged with 91 felonies. I think it's really funny that she has the audacity to say that, considering that her and her family have skated prosecution for things they should have been prosecuted for forever. It's just... And she's calling out democracy. She's the threat to democracy.
Well, everybody in politics is a threat to democracy because they hate the people. We stand in their way. That's their problem with us. They have stuff they want to do. And they envy dictators because dictators just get to do it. Here they have to go through jump through all these hoops. But they're tricking us is one of the big things that they do. You know how they pass those? They say you need comprehensive immigration reform. Why? Why do you need that? Why do you need any immigration reform when we, just a few years ago, the border was under control? The border was under control during the Trump years without any comprehensive immigration reform. Comprehensive means the bill is so big we can pack stuff in it that nobody knows is there until after. Remember Hillary's, speaking of Hillary, remember her? Was it her who said that? No, I'm sorry. It was Nancy Pelosi. You've got to pass it to find out what's in it. Even then, they don't tell us what's in it. That was about Obamacare. 860-522-9842. We take calls when we play rants, and we'll continue doing that after the news. And then at 540, Reese on the radio will be here. And right now, Mark Christopher is here. Not always as entertaining as Reese, but pretty darn close. We go to the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center. Hey, Mark.
Now, Reese is a showman.
He is, yes.
I'm not in that. I'm not a showman, but...
Miss something from the...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Todd Feinberg Show, don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, yes, WTIC. I want to play you this cut again from Enfield just because I got mentioned. I don't know how often that happens in town government. I assume it's a very rare thing that they mention WTIC talk hosts. In especially Democrats, but this is a Democrat in the town council in Enfield complaining that that a wonderful member of the community and their current town council, the attorney for the town, employed by the town to make sure they're following the law, that Tom Tyler is. Well, she's complaining about him even after she went on a little litany of what a wonderful citizen he is. And then she says this.
He did nothing but disparage this town, our employees, the 11 people up here on this council, the town manager, our prior town attorney for 2+ years. He went on Todd Feinberg and badmouthed us.
Listen to this. This is great.
Todd Feinberg Show, I don't actually listen to.
Oh, sure you don't. That's what they all say.
Todd Feinberg Show, I don't actually listen to, but I did listen to the ones that Attorney Tyler was on. And he would be agreeing with Mr. Feinberg when he would talk about the monstrosities that were happening here. And that just...
I think those were atrocities. They were atrocities that were happening. Yes, that you're... You were supporting the town manager in the crimes of against humanity that she was committing.
The terrible either leadership or employees or town manager that...
Town manager, that's the one. That's the one. And the assessor who she was collaborating with.
That is not somebody who is unbiased. That is not respectful. That is absolutely not acceptable.
It's not acceptable to stand up for what's right and to fight back against corrupt government, according to Gina Sakala, Democrat town councilor. But You know, I cut her a lot of slack because she mentioned
Todd
me.
Todd Feinberg show I don't actually listen to, but I did listen to the ones that Attorney Tyler was on.
Well, that's what people do. You know, they pick their favorite segments and they tune in for that. And then they end up staying because it's just so much fun. We've got Reese on the radio joining us next. Yep, that's coming up. That's coming up. I saw Roland. His head jerked and he looked at the clock. He said, really? It's time for Reese already? Little bell went off in his head and said, good, that's my favorite part of the show. All right, we're going to get a traffic update right now, and then we'll talk to Reese. BBS Lawyers Traffic Center, Mark Christopher.
It's Todd Feinberg. It's Todd Feinberg. Monday through Friday, 3 till 6 on WTIC News Talk 1080.
You know what's good about Reese? You know what's really good about Reese? No? Well, neither do I. Let's find out. Reese on the radio.com. Hello there.
How are you?
Reese, what's happening?
Man, I am on a mission today.
Today you're on a mission, really?
I'm on a very, very big mission today. And my mission is to put an end to the extortion right now that's happening in Connecticut. I'm going to start small. And it's time that we put an end to it. And I'm calling people out by name.
Okay.
And the first person I'm calling out is none other than Scott X. Storchin of the NAACP.
He is the state head of the NAACP.
That's
correct?
Right. His new name is now Scott X. Storchin. And this nonsense that's going on with the National Association of Agitators Collecting Payments, the NAACP, trying to go after ShopRite. Because they sent a young lady home because of her hairstyle and now screaming discrimination because of that. Nobody was fired. Nobody lost their job. But the young lady violated their code, their dress code, and they simply sent her home because she violated it. And it is in their dress code, and this young lady knows it. But it's not about her. It's about Scott Extortion. And to be honest with you, I'm sick and tired, not just the fact that he gets to do this. What's really driving me up the wall is the news media in Connecticut who have pretty much given him carte blanche to their pages, their web pages, and their newspapers to cover everything he calls racist and discriminating without any background. Every news outlet knows that they could have contacted ShopRite and found out about this dress code. And about this the violating of the dress code with her hair, which, by the way, I have a copy of, which again shows I'm no, you know, writer for any of these places, but I was able to find the information easily. In fact, some people gave it up to other people trying to investigate this. And here's what it reads. Hairstyles, colors should be neat and worn in a fashion that does not interfere with your work or safety. Abstract hairstyles, colors are not appropriate or permitted in our workplace. Now, everybody knows that. If the news media had bothered to even read that or ask ShopRite for it, they would have known that the girl was in violation of that code, story over. But guess what? Because, and I say this not because I'm trying to crap on Connecticut. You understand what I'm saying when I say it. It's Connecticut. Sometimes we don't get the sexiest news in Connecticut. So in order to drive people to your website, in order to drive people to your news station, you go with the thing that you know is going to drive clicks and eyeballs. And right now, it's racism. And I think that the news media is assisting Scott Extortion in extorting businesses when everything that's called racist is given front page news. Like, and nobody's doing their job to find out whether or not he's over his skis, which this one he clearly is. And
well,
people need to stand up.
But there's no definition to any of this. You know, there is no structure or logic or protocol that's supposed to be followed. It's just that Democrats have created this environment where the best behavior you can engage in is to accuse somebody of racism, and then the media follows along because the media follows along with whatever the Democrats do. So they report it as if it is de facto a case of racism.
Yeah, and I think, the thing is, it's like, I don't think the news media cares that the the reputation of ShopRite, or anyone else for that matter, is at risk here because they're, you know, going at the heartstrings of its community. It's not just about the black community, because, you know, you might ask yourself, it's like, well, are they trying to get black people upset at ShopRite? No, they're trying to get decent people upset with ShopRite, when in this case, they did nothing wrong other than follow the protocol. I'm sorry, young lady, your hairstyle doesn't fall into our protocol. We're going to send you home. No one was fired. It wasn't even a humiliation. They brought attention to this. And the reason why they brought attention is because they knew they could. They knew that the news media was not going to help hold Scott Extortion up to any bright light and say, wait a minute, buddy, this isn't right. What you're doing is unfair to ShopRite. The young lady knows what the protocol is. She should have followed it. She didn't. This isn't racism. Everybody go home. But no.
But isn't it considered racism to have any restrictions on hairstyle for black people? Isn't that the rule now?
No. And in this case, it's not. And this is the other part. This is the part that rubs me the wrong way the most. Okay? This idea that any group of people can wake up in the morning and call a hairstyle a traditional black way, and then anyone who has an issue with it scream racism. I mean, would she be allowed to come into work with tampons dangling off her braids? Would that have been that's an old African tradition? Would you have been able to do that?
But
no.
is there a case where because what I'm searching for is, what is the line? Because I think the subtext of what the scheme the Democrats have launched here is, in general, not this particular case with ShopRite, is that white people can't make rules about how black people wear their hair because they don't understand that the hairstyles of blacks are different. They have different cultural norms and different requirements for their hair, and that's always been ignored and oppressed by the white supremacist society.
Oh, stop.
Do you see any turf that belongs to black people uniquely with regard to hairstyles?
No, and I think that this is an opportunity, and I think this is where people are taking advantage of people's fear to question said hairstyle.
Sure.
Right. So, you know, that if you even say anything, someone's going to, you know, it's going to be an affront to them. So you can't have any rules and regulations for certain individuals, because they'll cry racism, or they'll, you know, throw up some ridiculous idea that, no, this is a traditional hairstyle from the People's Republic of Congo.
But what rules should you be able to make? Reese, I saw a kid the other day in a store, and he had the most complex and intricate and bizarre portrait on his head.
Right.
That had been
the kid from Texas you're talking about?
No, this was just a kid who was working in a store. And there was nothing wrong per se with it, except that it wasn't something I was accustomed to seeing. And I was wondering what was, you know, if I could devise a rule that said you can't have bizarre hairstyles that have pictures carved into your skull, would that be okay? And I guess the test would be, is it a hairstyle that people of any race would have, or a rule that could apply to hairstyles that people of any race could have? Is that how you would do it?
No, this is the way that I would do it. And I did this with Colin Kaepernick. I did this with other sort of rules and regulations when it comes to being employed.
Mm-hmm.
One, we just have certain laws, right? No shirt, no shoes, no service, right? You can't walk into a place without a shirt.
Because those are health codes, like town officials code, right? Make those rules.
So we, as an employer, we have a code and a behavior which, in order for, you know, us to service our customers, we want our employees to look a certain way. You're not bound by those rules. If you don't like our rules, you cannot be employed here. You don't have to be employed here.
You can go elsewhere for your job.
Yeah, if you want your job and you want to work at this place, fine, here are the rules and regulations. We've got to have a few. And I remember the Colin Kaepernick argument that people made about kneeling on the job. And I equated it to a guy working at McDonald's. If a guy walked into McDonald's every day and complained about how beef is murder, working at the front counter of my McDonald's for every customer who walked by, are you saying that he has the right to do that, to say that, you know, beef is murder and be able to sell a hamburger at the same time? They were like, no, you would tell him he can't work here talking about that because we sell beef here. And at the NFL level, we were like, look, we sell football, not your personal, you know, grievance with the police. Out here, it's about football. So Colin Kaepernick and this young lady or anybody else who wants to wear a hairstyle that, you know, is a power to the people signal, do that on your own time. Because I would equate it just as much as you can't come into my place of business working with a Klan T-shirt on and say that it is culturally appropriate for you to wear whatever you want because of what you believe in. No, that's nonsense. I've got to have some provisions that protect me and my business so that I can serve my customers faithfully.
Yes. And we've gotten to a point where there's a collision going on in the country between those values of the employer being the boss. And I think because Democrats are so scared of their minority voters abandoning them, especially where so many blacks and Hispanics are switching over to Republicans of late, that this threatens Democrats' ability to win. And because Democrats have this cozy relationship with the media and they can simply make the rules for society because of that, they've made new rules that say, well, if the employees of the National Football League want to kidnap their live events and the live television coverage, they have a right to do that. And that's kind of changing the sensibility in the country, don't you think?
You cannot have the crazies run in the asylum. You just can't. And you can't be using race as a means to bully people or to force them to adhere to your way of life. You are not the person in control. And if that's the case, why have an employee-employer relationship if the employee gets all the say?
Right, if it's a one-sided thing.
Yeah.
So I feel the same way about the minimum wage. Like you heard about the California thing, raising it from $16 an hour to $20 an hour for fast food workers. And this is simply an electoral scheme for the left to try to enhance, once again, their relationship with their poorest, struggling voters who have jobs that don't pay a ton of money. And they're going to ruin those businesses and ruin the economy and destroy so many things. And I view it through the same lens you're viewing this thing.
Yeah, this kind of extortion, and that's the reason why I'm calling Scott extortion, because that's what it is. All of this.
I wonder if that's what the X stands for.
It might be. I think that's the whole deal. It's this extortion. It's this racial bullying and people who are so afraid of their own shadow with, you know, this nonsense being allowed to just keep going on. And now we have a complicit media that's assisting these bullies and these extortionists to do exactly what they're doing. ShopRite is going to be under the gun to say, look, we got to get up, you know, we got to get ahead of this or get out of the way. And, you know, let's just hand them a payoff so they'll leave us alone. This
Reese?
Is how Al Sharpton became a millionaire and every other grifter down the line, Jesse Jackson and Ben Crum to be included, have been doing this. But look, I want to can I get an opportunity to just promote something, please?
Sure.
If you are listening to my voice, ShopRite, or anyone else who has been bullied by these extortionists, and you need a way, how do I combat them? Reese on the Radio has your back. They're already calling me a turncoat. Let me be your Uncle Tom. Just go to ReeseOnTheRadio.com, and I will show you how to beat these extortionists. I will teach you how to beat these people exactly where they live. If they're coming after you and they're trying to get another dime out of you, I'll make sure that the next time they even try it, they'll think twice. Trust me, just go to ResearchOnTheRadio.com. I'm telling you, I'm on a crusade, and if you want to join me, put an end to this nonsense, especially holding the media accountable to stop giving this guy the front pages of their newsrooms and newspapers and their television shows. Contact me because they are going to we got to put a stop to all of it. This guy cannot run roughshod over every business in Connecticut because there'd be no reason for them to exist if the media is going to help them get extorted.
All right, do you mind if we let RP make a quick point? RP, go ahead.
Hi, Todd. I'll try to make it brief. About a month ago, I had a woman back into me, and like an idiot, I didn't get a police report. And then 2 weeks later, I had three witnesses. 2 weeks later, she changed her story. I said I ran into her, so now I'm up the creek. So, however, what I wanted to say was there was an off-duty police officer that saw the incident and came and talked to us for a few minutes and said it was her fault and everything else. I thought it would be easy. I went to the police, called the police department, then physically went to the police department, and because I backed the police. But they would not figure out who that woman was that night. In other words, I said, just put out a company email or text or voicemail that hits everybody in the department and said who was on Temple Street the night of March 2nd in the pouring rain and witnessed somebody back into on Temple
Street. All right, I'm sorry, RP. I thought you were just going to add into our conversation. Maybe you could call tomorrow and we could go through that story because it sounds interesting. We're out of time and we don't have time for it. Reese, sorry about that. Continuity didn't work out the way that I'd anticipated, but we will now maintain that continuity because you can throw it to Mark Christopher in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center.
Yes, none other than my good friend who still hasn't checked out my show, Mark Christopher, the BPS Traffic Center.
Come on, Mark! Come on, Mark!
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.